Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Action, here with my co-host, Frankie Cranks.
What's going on?
And today, we have a Michael Jai White movie for you. What do we got, Frank?
All right, so we have a Michael Jai White and a Gillian White movie today. Today's movie is Take Back. And Take Back is about Zara, Gillian White, and Brian, Michael Jai White, are living the perfect small-town life when a mysterious stranger from Zara's past secret past kidnaps their daughter, and now they must race to save her life.
This movie was directed by Christian Sesma, as Frank said. Gillian White and husband and wife duo of Gillian White and Michael Jai White are in it. Mm-hmm. And the villain is played by the amazing,
the incomparable
of Mickey Rourke in this movie. Playing someone with, I guess Asperger's.
playing a slower version of himself.
Yeah, a much slower version. Just yells the word baby 100 times. What'd you think of Take Back, Frank?
Take Back was kind of a letdown. You know, I had high hopes for this movie with Michael.
I think I would take back watching it.
I wish I could take back my time that I watched this movie. But I had kind of high hopes. You know, Michael J. White's been in some really great, you know, action martial art films. His wife, as much as the movie's not really good, his wife does seem to know how to fight. She is trained. I mean, they both are. And given that, I think that's why I was kind of disappointed watching this movie. I feel like the movie doesn't really go far enough for the two people that are involved in this for me to actually enjoy it or kind of get much out of it, unfortunately.
I think the movie has a lot of issues, a lot of plot holes, and just harping on Mickey Rourke for a second, I don't know what the hell kind of character he's playing in this movie. I don't think he knows what kind of character he's being told to play in this movie because he's all over the place.
Yes. We were talking about this before the podcast. I feel like a lot of Mickey Rourke's lines were improvised.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's what they have. And it feels like half of what he says has nothing to do with the plot of the movie. It just tries to make him seem more sleazy than he's actually coming off as. Because, like, at one point he's trying to be this, like, very, like, calm and zen sort of, like, villain. But at the same time, he's, like, this sleazy, like, sex worker trafficker or something, you know? Like, but, like, the two never feel like the same person almost. It's really weird. And without a good villain, you know, you don't have much of a good action film, really.
He never comes off as, like, slick or intelligent or...
No.
Or someone you would think is running, like, this high... I remember at one point, they're like, oh, there's like 40 girls in there. There's like three girls in the friggin' place. There's like three or four girls. That's it.
They film the same girls over and over again.
Yes.
And he only ever showed you like two or three girls.
Yes.
You never see more than that.
And like you would think like in this sex trafficking shithole that he's supposedly running, like people are, he's selling them for sex. They're raping them. They're attacking them. Like, that's not what's going on. Every once in a while, I swear to God, the way they want to, like, visually get across that these girls are in danger, every once in a while, this one thug goes in and shakes all of them and leaves.
Yeah, he just goes in and, like, scares them. Like,
he yells at them and shakes them and leaves.
Yes, yeah, and he just leaves. It's meant to show, like, oh, look, they're abusing them. But, like, there's no real plan.
Yeah.
What are they actually doing with these women?
Like, I never really feel like these women, like, yes, they're captured, but, like, I never get that feeling, like, oh, my God, these women are in, like, imminent danger. Like, imminent danger.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, my God, these guys are going to come in any minute and, like, abuse them sexually or violently or something where I'm like, please, someone save them. It's like, oh, my God, you're going to get shaken for 2 seconds, and then that's it.
Yeah, if you watch this movie with, like, no sound and you went just by, like, the visuals, you would think they were just, like a sex harem for Mickey Rourke or something. Like,
yes, that's exactly what you would think.
Like, they're just his women, you know, he just captures whatever. You would never think that they're actually, like they're sex trafficking them around or whatever, you know what I mean? They're only in that one room the whole movie, and that's it. So a spoiler alert, Zara, which is Gillian White, which is Michael Jai White, the main character of this movie, she was used to be captured as initially a sex slave or sex trafficking herself by Mickey Rourke, but she was able to escape like years ago and start her life over with like a different name and different identity. And then later on in the movie, she actually saves this woman, this store from like getting held up at gunpoint. And of course, I think it's a security cam footage goes viral. And it makes the news, and then Mickey Rourke sees her on TV and says, oh, look who it is. It's the girl who got away years ago from me. So he sends people out to basically kidnap her, but when they can't kidnap her, they kidnap her daughter instead. And then Michael J. White, the father, and Gillian White, the
And Michael J.
bartender.
They try to get Michael J. White across as a bumbling idiot.
Yeah, yes. He's supposed to be like a dojo, like a karate school guy. But yeah, he wears like glasses. He kind of has this whole like Clark Kent
It's
thing
like
going on
his
where
hair
like,
is like a little messy.
yeah,
He's supposed to be like a nerd.
he doesn't know how to handle himself really, but yet he knows how to fight because he's a karate school instructor,
Yeah.
but yeah, he kind of tries to come off as like not the hero because clearly, Julian White Zara is supposed to be the hero of the movie.
Yes. But like you're watching it and you're looking at the size and shape of Michael Jai White and like just from other movies you've seen him in, you're just not buying the fact that he's useless.
And there is one scene where he does get a
He
couple cool
does, he
kicks
does, yeah.
in, which makes you even see even more how like he's capable of taking out these guys. He just doesn't really.
By himself.
By himself, yeah, by himself.
But yeah, man. You know, Mickey Rourke is becoming like kind of like a boil on the ass of low budget movies.
Yeah,
And
he's like the bargain basement of the he's like the bottom of the barrel here now with these villains.
it's not like when you see him like you're like, oh, like let's take a Lance Hendrickson, you're like you're gonna get like a good character of a villain, right? But like with him, like you just like you walk in, you're like you're gonna get like this drunken Mickey Rourke performance.
Or you're gonna get this guy who's just kind of phoning it in. He's just
Yeah,
phoning it
but he's
in.
making shit up. Like Bruce
Yeah.
Willis phones it in, but at least he says his lines, right?
Yes.
This
Yeah.
Mickey
Yeah.
Rourke, it looks like he's just rambling.
Yeah. It looks like he's just making stuff up too. I guarantee you, half what he says is not in his script. He's
And he
just
mumbles too,
improvising.
which is it really like is even this and the other one we watched, Adverse,
Yeah.
it you really you can't like he mumbles all his lines.
And for like literally. I mean, half of his scenes, if not most of his scenes, he's sitting down. He's like
Dead.
chilling. He's not even doing anything. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's standing at the end and, like, that's it. He never
There's scenes
once.
where he says nothing, just air blowing in his face.
Yes.
And
He's
like
just
just like
there.
Zen music playing.
Exactly.
And
No,
you're like, what is this getting across?
yeah,
Like,
exactly. This is the villain here. Like, I'm supposed to hate this guy. Like, nothing to do
yeah,
with
what am I
him.
supposed to feel about this guy? Like, is he just
Yeah.
weird? Like, okay.
Like I get this intensity from Zara, Gillian White's character,
Yes.
but without having a good bad guy, it just kind of feels like it's misplaced. It's just all kind of all this rage that she has inside
His
of her.
henchman is more hateable.
It is, exactly, yes. Which, by the way, is a stretch because Hesman barely says a word the whole movie.
He says like three words the whole movie.
Yeah, so that's saying a lot then,
He just has like a look to him that you're like, this guy got kick
Yeah,
ass.
he exactly. He has a he's a big burly kind of tough looking guy. Yeah.
Yeah. And you got Mickey Rourke dressed in his favorite grandma blouse.
Literally,
He really is.
his white undershirt on and everything.
He just
Yeah.
looks he looks ridiculous. He talks ridiculous. He doesn't know if he wants to keep his sunglasses on or off.
Yep. Yeah. Towards the end. Yep.
This is the
Definitely.
performance he has in this movie, and it's just a complete letdown.
It
But
is.
actually, most performance in this movie, except Gillian White. I like Gillian White. Like
Yeah. She
she
holds her
comes
own.
across like she knew this was her film.
Like she cared
This
about
is her
this movie.
chance, like, to
Yes, she
break out.
cared. Exactly. Yes. And
So,
again, it could have been her breakout role, and they just would have got a couple other things right, but they
yeah.
kind of messed up a few things in this movie.
And we'll get to the fight scenes in a minute because there are there's pro good things and problems in there.
Yes.
But
Yep.
let me ask you this, Frank. What do you think of real life couples playing couples in action films? Like, is there a chemistry block, or do you feel like an extra chemistry there between the couple?
You know what? I feel like they really should have did these two, Gillian White and Michael J. White should have did a kind of like Mr. and Mrs. Smith kind of
Yeah, that would
movie
have been
where
great.
they both team up and kick ass. I don't know why they didn't do that. I don't know why they just didn't do that, make that a script. They could have. They're both in this movie. Like you could have easily just rewrote a little bit of it and had them team up, and it would have been actually I think a lot better. It would have been more fun and more entertaining than what this was. This movie takes itself very, very serious. I mean, yes, it is dealing with very serious matters of like sex trafficking. Don't get me wrong, but the way it's executed, it just feels like more she's the only one in the movie taking it seriously and no one else is, not even the movie itself, unfortunately. And you could have did a lot more. Like her and Michael Jima could have teamed up in the end, kicked ass and everything, and like it could have been really good, but it never goes in that direction.
That's not the ending is a huge letdown.
Yes,
The last
yes.
like scene is just
Yep.
there's no fighting that you would expect
No.
to happen.
Nothing. It really nothing happens
It's a
really at the
talk
end.
off.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, it is.
That's literally what it is, a big talk off at the
With Mickey
end.
Rourke of all people.
Yeah, we're mumbling idiot over here, just
Yep.
trying to talk his way out of, and the city's saying it's just.
Took his way into the grave.
Yeah, he's trying to talk his way into his ass kicked, and stuff's coming out of his mouth.
It's stupid. It's
Why
like
don't you be my
stupid.
piece of ass, huh? I'm like, the girl
Yeah.
has a gun to you.
Yeah, she's gonna kill you, dude.
We'll be back in 10 seconds. Leave you a commercial break. Frank gotta pay for his groceries,
That's right.
and we'll be right back. And we're gonna rate the action scenes in this movie. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And as usual, Frank is going to start with fights.
So, okay. So, there really is only one fight scene in this entire movie that I would call an actual... Well, there's two. But there's one...
One viewable?
Yeah, exactly. One viewable fight scene. And that one fight scene is actually really done well. But again, we're rating the whole movie here, whether there's fight scenes or no fight scenes. And the fact that there's really only one decent fight scene and the rest are like subpar, I gave it 2 out of 5. I wish I could give it more. You know, if it had one other good fight scene, it would have got a 3 out of 5. Like, I wanted to like this movie. I really wanted to give it more points because that one fight scene in the house is really, really good between... the other gang member, I guess.
It's like an assassin, gang? I think, that they hire.
Assassin, yeah. The assassin and Cara, Jillian White's character, it's really good. They have a fight scene in the house. It's really good fight scene, but again, it doesn't go far enough. There's a fight scene later on that takes place like an office building in an office suite, but that fight scene halfway through goes. The bad guys turn off the lights and it goes dark and you can't see anything else for the rest of it. And those are really the only two fight scenes in the movie.
It's
2 out of 5.
I also gave it a 2 out of 5 for almost all the same reasons. One of the big issue with the second scene is it starts off good. There's like 30 seconds of them fighting in the light where you're like, okay, mm-hmm. This close combat, this is going to be good. Mm-hmm. And they shut the lights off, and not only are the lights shut off and it's hard to see what's going on, they're intercutting it with this like really bad car chase with the husband and the daughter.
We'll get into the car chase.
Yeah, yes, but that's what's intercut here mm-hmm. to like even break that fight up. So you can't even, it's just really bad. It's really badly edited.
Yes,
yeah, and really like you said, really it needed another two fight scenes maybe. Because mm-hmm. even when Michael J. White takes out those guys, it's like only 30 seconds.
It's quick. It's really fast. Yeah.
It's not even a fight scene. It's him literally fucking them up.
With like two kicks too.
Yeah.
Fight them. He just kicks them twice, and then two guys.
He just like knocks them all on their asses.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And one guy runs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the fight scene's really really good in the house.
It's really good.
When she kills the guy with the pizza.
That's why I got excited. I'm like, okay, this is actually a good fight scene. This isn't a joke. Like, I hope with two more of those, like you said, two more of those kind of fight scenes, this easily would have got a 3 out of 5.
But they held back. They didn't give you that. And yeah, I also gave it 2 out of 5.
Yep.
Stunts, you know, the stunt work in that fight scene is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe the stunt work in the dark scene is good too, but I can't see it. Yeah. But I gave it a 2 out of 5 because it's just... They didn't give me enough. You needed to give me more stunt work. There's no stunt work during any of the shootouts. It's like really those lame style shootouts.
Yep.
So I couldn't give it more than 2 out of 5 compared to other stuff we've given 3 out of 5s.
Yeah, no, same thing here. 2 out of 5. There's some good stunt work in that one fight scene in the house. And it's really good. It really is good stunt work. They get thrown through tables and everything and on top of counters and all that. Like, it's really good. But yeah, they just don't go far enough. Like, this is an hour and a half action, you know, action suspense thriller, and that's the only scene where there's any kind of stunts in it whatsoever. Because even when they're fighting in the office building, you don't see any stunts because it's all dark. You see nothing. Yeah. So,
what about Chase?
Chase, I gave it a 1 out of 5. Chase seems stupid. It's edited. It's edited between, like you said before, it's edited between that and the fight scene in the house. And so,
not the house, the office.
The office. Yeah. Yes, the office. And the problem is, what they leave out are all the good stuff that you want to see. So whenever it's getting good in the chase scene, it cuts to the office fight. And when the office fight is getting good, they cut back to the chase scene. And they just show you the bare minimum to make it a chase scene. And basically, it's where the bad guys are chasing the husband and daughter. To get kidnap her or whatever, and it's just like, you know, it looks okay, but it's just nothing near what it should have been if it was just filmed by itself and not edited with the other scene.
I also gave it a 1 out of 5. The whole intercutting back and forth thing, I hate when any movie does that. Yeah. If you're gonna give me an action flick, unless you're intercutting between two people in the same area fighting, I don't want to see stuff that's going on a mile away. Like, I get it's going on at the same time. You don't have to show me it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's like what this is trying to get across, that while she's fighting and being like occupied, they're trying to kidnap the daughter.
Or like you could shoot, or like even if you're going to cut it up, show me some good scene stuff though.
Then. Yes, yes.
Show me some cool scenes from that cutting back and forth. Don't show me the boring stuff that I can use my imagination to figure out, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you're meant to like imagine all the cool fight scenes that happened in the dark that we didn't see. It's like, no, man, it's a movie. You got to show me that stuff.
Special effects, you know, I gave it a 1 out of 5. Like, there's nothing here.
Yeah.
There's no I can't even think of an explosion happening. Maybe there's one. There's just nothing. Even, like, the shootouts is not really stuff like like banging off buildings and stuff. Like, the shootouts are, like, in the middle of the desert.
Yeah. I gave it a 1 out of 5, too, because even at the end in the shootout, Even though they have those bad like muzzle flash special effects, even when they're shooting at the car, there's nothing hitting the car. There's no, you see no bullet holes hit really
Yep.
anything. You know,
The windows don't shatter.
windows don't shatter. Like you can tell they're not really shooting anything really there, and the special effects don't go further enough to like convince me otherwise. So yeah, 1 out of 5.
What'd you do for shootouts?
Same thing, 1 out of 5. There's only one shootout at the very end, and even that's very, very quick and fast. It's again, you have those really bad like gun muzzle flashes, and they're all just hiding behind cover, hiding behind rocks, and just shooting at each other. It's boring. It's not really suspenseful at all. It's kind of a letdown.
I also gave it a 1 out of 5. It's just I don't feel they're really in any shootout. It looks like a fake
Yeah,
shootout, and
exactly. Yeah.
that's one of the worst things you could do in a movie to us, really, is give you just fake appeal of a shootout.
Yeah. It was like they knew they had to have some kind of shootout, so they barely gave you one.
Yes, exactly. Overall, I gave it a 2 out of 5. It's not as bad as some of the other crap we've watched.
Yeah.
It's a viewable film. It's just not a good movie.
Yeah, same thing, 2 out of 5. But you can actually watch this movie, though, as
Yeah.
opposed to the other things that we've reviewed recently. Like, some of those are unwatchable. Like, this you can watch. It's not really great. It's not really good. But, like, it's watchable. You know, if you're really bored and you just really have nothing else to do and it's on, like, a streaming service or whatever, sure, maybe you want to check it out. But, like,
But I
don't go out of
wouldn't
your
recommend
way.
it.
No, I wouldn't recommend it either. Like, I wouldn't go out of your way to find it and watch it. No, definitely not.
My first similar is another Mickey Rourke letdown called Adverse that we've reviewed. It's just another. If you, for some strange reason, like Mickey Rourke's performance in there, you'll like Mickey Rourke's performance in
You're gonna,
Adverse.
let me tell you're gonna love Adverse then.
Yeah, it's almost the same. He might have filmed them both the same
It's
day.
the same energy. It's the same
Yeah,
energy
same
he
energy.
has. So, yeah,
What's
it's not
yours?
a huge letdown. So I had Adverse as well. So that
Okay.
was one of mine. Other one for me was Welcome to Sudden Death with Michael J. White. Because I feel like this movie has a lot of the same problems where like you have these people who know how to fight. You have a budget. You can have fight scenes, but you just don't do anything with it. Like you may have like one semi-good fight scene, and the rest of the either there's no fighting or there's really, really mediocre fighting. In the case of Welcome to Sudden Death,
And another letdown main villain.
and another huge letdown main villain.
Yeah.
Again, Welcome to Sudden Death is just like it could have really used some just better choreography and some better stuntmen to fight with. Michael J. White obviously knows how to fight. He obviously knows what he's doing, but no one else in that movie knew what they were doing. And it was kind of a letdown because it could have been really, really good. But I kind of got the same vibes from that movie and this movie as well.
My second movie was another movie we reviewed recently, Sentinel. It's a French movie.
Yeah,
But it
yeah.
also has very it has that similar. I feel like this movie was going for that like feel of like a kidnapped person going for revenge,
Yeah.
and Sentinel does that. But instead of the person who was kidnapped going for revenge, it's the sister. But it's definitely way better action scenes.
Yes. And even that didn't have a ton of action scenes in it, but they're way better executed. Way
Good
better
shootout.
executed.
One or it's like two or maybe two or three good fight scenes. It's
Yes.
a fun movie, Sentinel. That's one we actually did recommend.
Yes.
But yeah, so we don't recommend Take Back. It's just a
No.
very mediocre, low budget flick. You could see much
Yeah.
better ones.
Yeah. We had hopes for this one, but nah, it doesn't make the cut.
This is Mr. Action signing out.
And this is Frankie Cranks. Until next time.